wooden deck. Before your eyes is the sacred precinct on Mount Gerizim. The ancient stone wall that you walked by on your way here is part of a system of retaining walls that surrounded the complex and created a fixed platform, similar to the Temple Mount complex in Jerusalem. On the platform that you can see here, the sacred precinct was erected. As we mentioned, during the Persian period, a dispute developed between those returning to Zion and the remaining Israelites, who asked to assist those returning Judeans in their efforts to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. After the request was completely rejected, Sanballat the Horonite, the ruler of Samaria, built the sacred project on Ar-Gerizim in the same layout as the temple in Jerusalem and appointed his son-in-law Manasseh as the high priest. Manasseh was the son of a priestly family from Jerusalem, and his lineage reinforced the sanctity of Ar-Gerizim. Around the sacred precinct, the residents began to build a large city which became the spiritual, religious, and administrative center of the Samaritan nation. It united Samaritans in the land of Israel and abroad and reached its peak during the Hellenistic period. However, at the end of the 2nd century BCE, there was a turning point. John Hyrcanus I destroyed the sacred precinct in the community on Ar-Gerizim and stationed a Hasmonean garrison force at the site to prevent the Samaritans from returning to the mountain. In the 1st century BCE, at the time of the great revolt of the Jews against the Romans, the Samaritans joined the rebellion and fortified themselves here on Mount Gerizim. But after the revolt was crushed, they were again distanced from the mountain. Shechem was rebuilt as a Roman city, with a pagan center by the name of Neapolis, meaning a new city, north of the sacred precinct. Where we are now standing, a temple was built for Zeus. During the Byzantine period, several unsuccessful attempts were made to convert the Samaritans to Christianity. At the peak of the Samaritan rebellions, the Byzantine Emperor Zeno decided to expropriate the mountain from them. Right here at the peak, he built a fortified complex atop the ruins of their temple. At its center, on the spot where the temple had stood, he built a magnificent octagonal church in honor of Mary. We can see the ruins of the church here. Over the years, the Samaritans took advantage of various political developments to return to the mountain and renew their rituals at its sacred sites. But not in the area of the destroyed Byzantine church. In the northeastern corner of the square-shaped complex, we can see the tomb of Sheikh Ghanim. According to Muslim tradition, Sheikh Ghanim was one of Saladin's commanders and he died in this spot. You are surely wondering, is it possible to see the ruins of the Samaritan sacred precinct? Look downward in the direction of the path and the wall that you walk next to on your way to this stop. Notice the large stones lined up in an organized fashion west of the wall. When the Israelites entered the Holy City, they crossed the Jordan River and were commanded to erect a pillar composed of 12 stones. The Samaritans believe that this is the location of those 12 stones. Although archaeologists claim that the stones are remnants of the western wall of the sacred precinct of the Samaritans that was destroyed, you may walk across the Byzantine church and get a closer look at the remaining columns, the capitals, and the mosaics, and then continue to the eastern overlook.